Welcome to another episode of the Live Better This Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in for another episode. And on today's show, we're going to talk about dreams and visions. I'll go over I'll talk about a particular, some visions a lot of people have been having, and then one particular person that had a vision too, and an angel of the Lord, an angel came to see him. We'll also get into a dream of a man had when before he was even a Christian. Could he have had a dream about the tribulation? Well, I guess you'll have to stay tuned. Sit down, get ready. Up next is the verse of the day, Hebrews 13:16. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Amen. Amen. I know that some of us may not have much. Or let's just say, for an example, if a lot of us go through hard times, but if someone comes to you and say, can you spare a sandwich or a cup of soup? We're to give them a cup of soup. We're to give them a sandwich. If all we have is rice, we give them some rice. If we have beans, we give them some beans. We're to help our fellow brothers and sisters out. That being said, I have a friend that is in need. Unfortunately, she is going through a brutal divorce. And she's got kids. And I'm asking each and every one of you to do what you can. If all that you can give is a dollar, $5, $10, I'm asking for any help that you can help her out and her kids. Share her GoFundMe account with your friends, family, your social media. Let's get her some help. Let's get her the financial help that she can, so she can put food on the table for her kids, that she can get them the necessities that they need, that we can help her. Because Jesus, when he was on the earth, and even in Scripture, he teaches us, he taught us to help others, to be kind to others, to be there for others, to be there for our brothers and sisters. Not to be hoarders and hoard everything for ourselves, but to be generous and compassionate in the time of need. If you have it, then give it. So I will link her GoFundMe account in the description for you below, or depending on where if you're on Apple or Spotify, you'll see the description, the link there. Like I said, please share it with others. Let's be the blessing. Let's be the blessing, because I look at this: if there's 1,000 of us, if we can reach 1,000 people to help her, and even if we all gave $10, or even if we all just gave $5, imagine 1,000 people, how much that is. That'll be able to bless her abundantly. But let's not put a cap on it. Let's let God provide and let him help us, but let's be a blessing. So that being said, let's go ahead and dive into this show, and I hope y'all are ready for the show. We're gonna get into the visions part, and I understand that some of you may be like, maybe some of you don't believe in visions, maybe some of you do. But I'm gonna ask that you all have an open mind on this show. Like I said, I was going to talk about more about the unexplained, even from supernatural. and even you know, things that we can't explain, the things that happen in this world and in this universe. So to talk about visions, what if I told you there were lots of people that have seen the same visions for the last few years, and those visions happen to be, you know, Russia, foreign invaders in America. You know, in the last days, God says that He will pour out His Spirit, and old men and young men will dream. They will have dreams and visions. And that's what's happening. Our young men, old men, they're all having dreams and visions of future things to come. Future things that God warns us. And being a Bible student and someone that has studied the Bible, you know, one thing I've learned is that it's not all warnings are set in stone. Some of them can be delayed. Some of them can be changed. But if one thing that I do know, if it corresponds with the book of Revelation, with God's prophecies, they can be delayed. The Lord can delay them a little bit. But they cannot be stopped. Being said, there was a Russian man, Dietrich Duderman. It was smuggling in Bibles in Russia, and they cracked down on him. They were like looking, the Russians were looking for the Bibles. And an angel of the Lord came to him when he was about to be electrocuted and killed for being a Christian and for passing out Bibles. And the angel of the Lord told him to plead the blood of Jesus, that he would not die. And they tried to electrocute him twice, and he pleaded the blood of Jesus, and he did not die. Then the angel of the Lord came to Dietrich Duderman and told him he is to go to America. So he went to America, not knowing the language, not really knowing anybody. Then again, the angel of the Lord came to him in this one place, and actually had someone with Prophecy Club stand that verified. And when he met the guy, he was looking around to see could traffic lights or anything. But then, you know, if it was a car, it would have to come straight to the house. But the angel of the Lord came to him and showed him a vision. He showed him the different parts of America, destruction, would burn. And said, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. Our country, for so long, has been entrenched in sin and has followed the father of lies, Lucifer, Satan himself, is the deceiver, and he deceives people. He lies. And you look at America, what's happened to it? Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. From abortion to the adult entertainment industry. So there's so much sin that is entrenched in this country. You know, it's been where the Lord says, you know, turn from your wicked ways and repent, and I'll heal your lands. It reminds me of Jonah in Nineveh. When he ran, you all know the story. Nineveh Nineveh wasn't destroyed for another 40 years because the leader of Nineveh decided to get everyone to repent and get everyone to repent. So Dietrich Duderman was seeing all this, and he's like, why'd you send me to America if you're just going to make it burn? Because he wants us to tell the people to repent, to turn back to God, to bring this nation back to God and bring it out of sin, to say no to the corruption. But the angel of the Lord also told Dietrich Duderman he would provide for him. He told him what he was going to do, and everything that the angel of the Lord said, it was done. Someone would show up. Say, hey, I'm here to pay your rent, or I'm here to do this, or I'm here to do that. And it's amazing. God provides for all of us. He loves all of us. He doesn't want any of us to perish. But there is one thing that Dietrich Duderman asked the angel of the Lord. What about your people that are here? How, you know, with all the fire and destruction and stuff that's going on. And he reminded him, did I not save those three boys from the fiery furnace? And he did. And he will, and he can do the same thing again. Save his children from destruction. So it's time for each and every one of you, even me, I'm throwing myself in there under the bus with all of you. It is time that we repent daily, that we commit every day to being better servants of Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ, then this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to say, yes, yes, I repent of my sins. I turn from my evil and wicked ways. I want the Lord in my life and in my heart and to guide me and for the Holy Spirit to fill me and to do the Father's will in heaven and on earth. To do the Father's will here on earth. So the next thing I wanted to briefly talk about corresponding with what Dietrich Duderman saw and what other Henry Guyvers has seen it. A lot of other people have seen the same visions and they don't know each other. It's like, you know, one like Stan from Prophecy Club, he'd ask them, do you know each other? Nope, never heard of the person. They all had the same vision, same thing. You know, some of them saw, you know, subs and, you know, on our shores and stuff where they disable, you know, our silos. Because America angered the bear. The bear is being Russia. Now on this next topic of dreams that I want to talk about actually it's about Ken Peters. If you haven't heard, you can look on YouTube as well too, and you can look at Prophecy Club also. Stan's got a lot of great audio recordings on there that you can listen to and learn about things. You know, I think it's good that we learn about prophecy, things that can happen, things that will happen, things that can happen if we don't pray. If there's enough Christians that pray, then yes, some of these things can be avoided. They can be delayed. But if we don't have enough, then some of these things will not be delayed. Like Mystery Babylon and Revelation. I really feel that that is talking about America. So what did actually Ken Peters see? We will find out after this commercial. What happens when a nuclear device goes off? It's called an electromagnetic pulse. It fries all of your computer systems. So pretty much a majority of your electronics will be dead, won't be working, no car, no power, no solar panels no more, no generators going to work, and anything you don't have in a Faraday bag, like your cell phone, your walkie-talkies, your radios, will not work. But thanks to EMP Shield, you can now have the peace of mind of knowing that your car, your house, your solar panels, your generator, your home will have access to power in the event of an EMP. Covers three phases, E1, E2, E3, and has been tested, has gone through military testing. Made in the USA, backed by an insurance policy, and makes a great gift for yourself, for others. Don't go to sleep without having EMP Shield. Use coupon code JEB. That's coupon code JEB and get a $50 coupon, $50 off. And that also applies even if EMP Shield is having a sale. So you get the sale price, plus you get the $50 off, and it works on multiple and covers multiple devices if you're buying multiple devices. And the Jason Beck Show will get thanks to your support, we'll be able to use that to reach more people and be able to help the show. So, welcome back to the show. I highly do recommend if you don't have EMP Shield, save up if you have to. I'm saving up for one. I'm going to get one, at least for my, and I would encourage others to get them as well, too. So, talking about dreams, a dream that Ken Peters had before he was even a Christian. What? And he had in his dream, and I'll tell you the short version. He goes through a longer version of his dream when he was at, a prophecy club and sharing it with others. And like I said, you can search that on YouTube. But basically, he fell asleep one night, had this dream about the tribulation. So he saw, in his dream, he saw the dead in Christ rise. Come, and this was a worldwide event. And before that, he saw, people in their houses with, these boxes that they were watching. Well, and then he figured it out. This must be TVs or computers and stuff. And then the dead in Christ rised, and they busted out of the graves. And they stood there for a while. And eventually they disappeared. But he didn't see, he said in his dream, he didn't see the living. He didn't see anyone get raptured up or anything at that time. And then after the dead in Christ were risen, he saw everyone's boxes and stuff were not working, or electronics were not working for like 2 weeks, a couple weeks. So could this be an EMP from the power of God with all that energy and all that of raising the dead in Christ? Could it also be God made too? Very well could be. But at that time, there was no such thing as an EMP. Then he discovered and found out later down the road about what an EMP was, electromagnetic pulse. It could be God-made. It could be man-made. Doesn't matter how it is, you know. And then, in his once the boxes and TVs were turned back on, there was a different message being played. And he said there was this man. It's like almost supernatural, perfect. And he was talking about how everyone needs to come together and talking about the plan and talking about this and everything. And then he remembered that there were these guys, I believe, if I remember right, they had blue helmets and stuff, or these people, and they were like the soldiers, troops, and he said they were very nice, but they were like, you know, trying to, I guess, keep the peace and stuff. And then he saw these, like, vehicles, which they didn't make at the time, but then further down in the future, they started making Humvees. That's exactly what they were that he saw, Humvees. Before they were ever made, he saw them. You know, and then in the dream that he met a man that was a Christian. And he was talking to the man. And the man, like, was looking around, and they were talking about things that were going on, and he was explaining to him what happened. And then the man gave him had a Bible. Well, and then King Peters actually ended up joining this group. Yeah, and he ended up getting saved and then, like, witnessing and helping other people. His wife was also part of the group as well, too. And then they were starting to come out with the mark of the beast. It is said in Revelation, you will get on the right hand or your forehead, mark of the beast, the number of a man, 666. You'll not be able to buy, sell, or trade without it. Those with the mark will be cast into the lake of fire with the devil, the false prophet, and the beast for eternal torment, for eternity. You're a Christian, you take the mark, you lose your salvation. Plain and simple. You're a non-Christian, you take the mark, you can't be saved. You go into the lake of fire. Plain and simple. That's why it's so important to stock up on food, seeds, water. So when that time comes, you'll be able to survive. Learn how to hunt. So, and the man showed him the mark. It was on his hand. But then there was part of the dream where he ran. He ran to his house. And then there was this, like, dark demonic creature, or this entity, you know, dark. And he woke up, scared, woke up. And then he said that when he went back to sleep, the dream picked up where it left off. And you remember running from this demonic thing. out of the house, and then those troopers and police or whatever they are, they caught him, arrested him, and took him to a place where him, this guy, and his wife were at. And then they stood, everyone was in this line. And they're like, we have a shower, we have warm food, we have all this. All you got to do is denounce him. Didn't say his name, but they were talking about Jesus Christ. The one person in this whole universe you should never turn your back on and denounce is Jesus Christ. Because he's the way, the life, and the truth. The only way to the Father is through him. The only way to be in heaven is through him. The sacrifice he paid for all of us. Through grace, through his saving grace, we are saved through him. So Ken Peters, as he was standing in line, they went one by one. There was this big guy, you know, the sword. And his wife went first. Just like the guillotine. The guy with the sword was chopping people's heads off. They were exterminating Christians. Ken Peters was so scared and trembling, he felt this hand on his shoulder. It was the Lord Jesus Christ, letting him know that, comforting him and letting him know death shall not overcome him. And when it was his time, he told him that he is his Savior, who is referring to Jesus, and he should be your Savior also. And when that man, with that sword, he didn't feel anything. And then he was suddenly looking up. He was on, looking down. And that same hand was holding his hand. It was Jesus. Jesus was holding his hand. And they watched, and he saw what happened. And then that big tall man took off his mask and said, I'm not killing another one of these people. Think how powerful the words of what Ken Peter said. How that man decided no more. Just like that man did and said, no, I'm not going to participate in this anymore of exterminating Christians. You can do the same thing when it comes to the sin in your life. You can accept Jesus into your life. You can repent and turn to Jesus. Run to Jesus today. Not tomorrow, not next minute. Run. If you're backslidden, if you've sinned, or you messed up, come back before it's too late. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I ask if there's anyone that has a heavy heart, anyone that doesn't know you, anyone that's on the verge, on the fence, anyone that's backslidden, anyone that's following you but has sinned, has messed up, that this be right now the time of repentance, a time to turn back to you. Including myself. Forgive us all for our sins, O Lord. Help us to turn to you in the time, in times of good times, bad times, times of need, and for us not just to be your followers, to be your friend also too, and to follow the Father's will, and to be a blessing to others. I ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in for another episode. Everything that I've talked about, any of the links, any of the, will be in the description for you, along with EMP Shield, along with also any company that we're affiliated, that the Jason Beck Show is affiliated with, along with EMP Shield, along with My Patriot Supply. You need freeze-dried food. Freeze-dried food can last up to 25 to 30 years. Good to have on hand. You know, I understand, you know, if you can't afford all freeze-dried food, get a mixture of freeze-dried food and canned food. Canned food will last a little bit, but not as long as freeze-dried food. So you can go on the link there to My Patriot Supply. If we have any in makeup enthusiasts, or if you want to get a gift, you can go to my website with Avon as well too. If you're wanting to get gear and help support the show, and you know, spread the show and share it with others so they know about the Live Better the Jason Beck Show, you can get yourself a t-shirt for you, your family, a coffee mug. The link is in the description. It'll be in the description also too. You can help support the show on a monthly basis, or if you want to give a one-time gift to through PayPal, you can also do that as well too. So lots of ways to help support the show. Thank you so much for being a part of the Jason Beck Show family. Thank you for everyone that has supported in some capacity. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and hope and pray for blessings upon each and every one of you. Until next time, I will catch you all later. Have a wonderful, blessed week. Love each and every one of you.